It's like,
hello.
No, just like that.
My name is Dror Moshe Kasuto, and from now on, hopefully, we're going to learn Shiurei Gemara in this wonderful site of Jerusalem Katz, right? Yes?
Breslev Shiurim.
What? Breslev Shiurim? No Katz in Breslev Shiurim. So, Bezrat Hashem, we're sorry we're not in the beginning of the Masechta, but to start learning Gemara, it's not important where you're starting. The main thing is that you're going to start somewhere. So, we are in Masechet Brachot, page Mem Zayin.
You're fine.
Amud Aleph. In the middle of the page, it's written, Tanu Rabbanan. I think it's important that you're going to know that for sure we're not going to do nothing with that truck driver. Even though I took the number just for my wife, that she's going to be happy that I took the number. Not like that we're going to ruin his holidays or something like that. Tanu Rabbanan. It's a braita. Ein onin. It's not allowed to answer. Lo amen chatufa. Not an kidnapped amen. That he's reading the letter Aleph with Shva. Amen. I mean, he's saying amen. He's not saying amen. He's saying amen. Okay, so someone kidnapped his amen from him. He wasn't saying amen. He said amen. Someone took it. Instead of saying kamatz in the aleph, ah. Velo amen ktufa, and not amen ktufa. You say ktufa. Ktufa is like to pick a flower. Picked amen, not a picked amen. Very short and with a lot of lackings, that is swallowing a certain letter. Like that he's not saying the letter nun in the end. So he's saying, amen. Cannot hear what he... Amen. Something. Or just men or am. Cannot hear what he said. Velo amen yetoma, and not an orphaned amen. An orphan, amen, it means that he said amen without hearing the bracha. Velo yizrok bracha mipiv, and it's not allowed to throw the blessing, the bracha, from his mouth fast. Means like that it's a burden for him. Doesn't want to say the bracha. Okay, this is it. Not allowed to do that. It looks like it's a burden, heavy burden on your shoulders to bless Hashem. Ben Azai Omer. Ben Azai is saying, Kol ha. What?
Is that Ben Azai is what?
Ben Azai Omer, he is saying, Kol ha'one amen yetoma. Every person that is saying an orphan amen. You banav yetomim. His son's gonna be orphaned. Lo alenu. Not on us, Ben Azai was talking about. Chatufa, a kidnapped amen. Yitchatfu yamav. They're gonna kidnap his days. What it means, gonna kidnap his days? That he's gonna die fast, suddenly. Something happened to him and he's gone. One time someone died and someone came to Arav Shalom and asked him why that person died, what happened to him. So Arav answered to him, Hashem ratza shu yamut. Hashem wanted him to die. What else you want to hear? He was sick, he had this and that. Even when our friend, good friend Kalman Nachman passed away, and I went to the house of Harav Shalom to tell him, Harabanit herself, the Rebetzin, she asked me what happened to him, and I explained it to her exactly what had happened. And then she said, you know, she said, talking to herself, she said, you know, everyone are answering all of the answers except of saying the angel of death. This is what had happened to him. The angel of death came, and this is it. Only one answer. Hashem wanted him to die.
Finish this situation.
What?
Here we have reasons. We learn reasons why people die.
Those are reasons to wake us up to serve Hashem Yitzbarach well. But the real truth is that no one can. The day of death is been decided before of coming to the world. There is a certain exact amount of days, hours, minutes, seconds that a person should stay in this world, and not more. And not more than that. If he's keeping mitzvot, it's all look like it in this world. But Lemaisa Barolam knew everything, and it's all known from before. It looks like that if a person is doing something, so Marichin lo yamav u'shnotav. What? Chizkia? Yes, I'm saying, but it's all. Can you say that Hashem? Wow, Hashem was Hashem found out that he, what?
Hashem was surprised.
That Hashem was surprised. That wow, Hashem said, all right. Hashem know everything. I'm talking from a huge place of observation. Hashem, before of the creation, He knew exactly how it's going to be in the end. Because Hashem doesn't have time. It's all happened already. For Hashem Yitbarach, all of the creation that we are part of it now, it already happened. It's not like that really it's not helping and doing. For us it is. But only in our world that we're living, in this
understanding.
By our understanding, exactly.
Time is like another dimension, like looking at a map.
In our dimension, exactly.
A map is two-dimensional.
Exactly.
Time is four-dimensional.
So, Moboisai, Ktufa, picked, I picked, amen, Yitkatfu Yamav. His days gonna be picked. Means that he's gonna have a shorter life. His life gonna be shorter. Lo alenu. V'chol ha-ma'arich be-amen. And a person that is saying a long amen means doesn't too making it too wide, too long, like we learned yesterday that too long amen, it's wrong that the person is saying a too long amen, that he's losing the meaning of the word amen. So, but means that he's putting all of his intention into the word amen. כל המעריך באמן מעריכין לו ימיו ושנותיו. They're lengthening his, yes, I can say whatever I want.
Lengthening.
Lengthening. Depends where you're coming from.
In long
beach. Long and short of it.
How you would say it in Long Beach? I want to have the accent of Long Beach.
Long Beach, Long Island, or Long Beach, or Long Beach, California?
California.
Ah. Same, it's the same accent I have.
Ma'arichin lo yamav ushnotav. He's gonna live a long life. Yes. You need what? You need to answer. Amen. A long amen to every bracha. Yes.
How is it when a person make a bracha for? I say it's.
So no, of course, if a person cannot hear the amen, or if the
you make a bracha for, let's say, for eats.
Yes.
So he's not eating the nuts in his mouth. Okay. He takes on the adama.
And he's saying amen. If a person now is saying amen. The person that is saying bracha is not saying a bracha in the right way, in an honorable way. It means he's got food in his mouth. He's in the middle of brachot and he needs to say another bracha. So, should he answer amen to that bracha or not? So, he should answer amen. He should answer amen. It's written that when a person is saying a bracha, so he's creating the body of an angel. And when a person, when you're saying amen on his bracha, you're giving a soul to that angel to have the ability to function, to do things. So if he said an amen without a soul, a bracha without hearing amen, so it's like that he created a dead body. And if he said Amen, an orphaned Amen, it's like to compare it to Zera Lebatala. It's spirits that are flying in the air. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is joining those brachot without an Amen to the Amen Yetomot, and he's gathering those souls. This is what it's written, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing in his free time is Mezavek Zivugim. Mezavek Zivugim, those are the Zivugim. He's bringing those bruches that no one's answered Amen on those, and said Amen, and all of the Amenim that were orphaned Amenim. A lot of excited people are saying, Amen, 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 Amen. Very nice. Someone's going to have to take care of all of those spirits that he just created. So it's HaKadosh Baruch himself. He's very generous. He's got a lot of time. He's beyond time. And he's sitting in Mezavek Zivugim. Yes, we're going to continue. Rav Ushmuel Havuyatve Besudata. Rav and Shmuel, they were sitting in a Seudah. Ata Rav Shimi Bar Chia. Came Rav Shimi Bar Chia, the son of Chia. Hava ke mesarhev ve'achil. He was eating in a rush. He wanted to join them to their zimun. They were two. He joined them to the meal, means after they finished eating, mamash in the end of the seuda. And he was eating fast, because he wanted to join them to a zimun. Amar le Rav, so Rav told him, Ma da'atach, what do you think to yourself? Le'itztarufe be'adan, you want to join us to a zimun? Anan achil nalan, we were already finished our seuda. We were not obligated, all three of us, in a zimun. So both of us that were sitting here and eating, we're not obligated in a zimun. The fact that you came now and sit and eat is not obligating us in a zimun also. So relax. Eat slowly. We're not going to do a zimun here. Amar le Shmuel. So Shmuel answered to Rav. Shmuel is that friend that said to eat with Rav. And he answered to Rav. Ilu maitu li ardilia. But look, Rav. If now someone would bring to me mushrooms, I would eat. Vegozalia le'aba, and if they would bring pargiot, chicks, to you,
pigeons.
Pigeons, to Abba, to you, that his name was Abba, means this was the way that they were honoring him. Milo achlinan, wouldn't we eat? Of course we would eat. So it means that they haven't distracted their thoughts yet from the seuda. If they would bring their favorite thing for you to the table, wouldn't you eat? You would eat. So, Rav Shimi Bar Chia, he could join them to the zimun. This was the opinion of Shmuel. Talmide de Rav, the students of Rav, Havu Yatvi Bisudata. They were sitting in a meal, to sit and eat a meal. Al Rav Acha. Rav Acha came. Rav Acha, he was very important rabbi. And he came, joined to the Suda of the students of Rav. Amrele, so they told him, Ata Gavra Rabba Demvarchlan. Oh, Baruch Hashem, that now came an important person, that he gonna be the one that's gonna make his zimun. They wanted to honor him, even though that he joined them during the Suda, while they were dining, they wanted to honor him, that he's going to be the one that's going to make the zimun and Birkat HaMazon. Amar Lehu, so Rav Acha told them, Misavritu de Gadol Mevarech. Are you assuming that an important person, he should be the one that's going to say Bracha Birkat HaMazon? Means during the Suda. For sure that Rav Acha knows that in the beginning of the Suda, if there is an important person, he's going to be the one that's going to be honored. But he is asking them on during the Suda. You think that during the Suda, or maybe even mamash in the end of the Suda, the fact that an important person joined, so his importance is going to affect the fact that he's going to be the one that's going to be honored to say the bracha? Ikar sheba Suda mevarech. The main one that was in the Seudah, he gonna be the one that's gonna say the bracha. means one of you that was in the Seudah from the beginning, he should be the one that's going to say the bracha. So actually, probably they listened to him in that situation because he was the most important person over there, and they for sure accepted it for him. But the Gemara is saying, Vehilcheta, but the halacha is Gadol Mevarech, that the important person, he's going to be the one that's going to say the bracha. Af al gav, even though De'ata Levasov, that he came in the end. For sure, he's going to be the one that's going to be honored to say Birkat Hamazon. Wonderful. Next part. Achal Demai. If the person ate Demai. Demai, this is the explanation of the word Demai, means that it's what? That we don't know what is it.
In doubt.
In doubt. So, means that, so actually the Mishnah said that the person that ate something that we don't know if been given Masrot out of that food, and Trumotu Masrot, he is allowed to make a Zimun, allowed to join him to the Zimun. So, means someone that bought food from an Ama Aretz. That an Ama Aretz, we don't know if he made Masrot, he gave Masrot, or haven't gave Masrot. So the Mishnah is saying that even though that he ate something that is not allowed to eat, we are joining him to our Zimun, including him into our Zimun.
Asrin is Masrot.
Maser.
Asrin is Masrot.
Where you see that?
In Rashi. Sofek Asrin.
Safek? Yes, Safek Maser. Safek if he... Safek Isran, Safek Lo Isran. It's a doubt if he gave Maser, and it's a doubt if he haven't gave Maser.
Isran,
it's the action. He gave Maser. He, Isran, he gave the Maser from those. Isran. Israel, if he was Maser Otam.
We're going back and forth to Mishnah at the beginning of the Mishnah, which is talking about the Sufisha. What it's saying is, you're saying it's implying that it's from a Goy, it's not from a Jew. So there was a Safek from a Jew that you couldn't
know. No,
do
no. A Safek, there is no Safek like that from a Jew, from a Goy. A Goy is not obligated in Masrot.
The only way you could eat the Mai would be if it was from a Goy.
Only from an Amar. From a Goy, it's not a Demai. From a Goy, it's great, you can eat it. Patur, exempt from Masrot. If you bought from Ishmaelim vegetables and fruit. So if it's Demai, it has to be from an Ama Aretz. Or from someone that forgot, but for sure.
The Mishnah said you can't eat them, you can bench Demai.
You can.
Yes.
You allow, you should. Yes. Okay. We should join him, included him in our Zimu.
So now we're going to attack.
Today with Ishmaeli, I'm sure he's not in, his mother wasn't Jewish.
What?
Ishmaelim, the Arabim here. Today, many of them have Jewish mothers or grandmothers. Just be careful even with an Ishmaeli what you buy.
Yaakov, you need to sleep more.
No, I'm serious.
I know. Serious is why I'm serious also. You need to rest a little bit
more. They're audible. But you don't know what happened.
Rabbi Yaakov is saying that today, from vegetables and fruits of Ishmaelim, we should be afraid also from the doubt, because maybe that Ishmaeli, Chas v'Shalom, got a Jewish mother, and then he is an Ama Aretz.
Yeah, it's a major problem.
There is over 20,000 women kidnapped in the hands of Ishmaelim now. And we're talking about Eretz Israel. Over 20,000 sisters. Right? The number is right?
6-7 years ago.
What? Higher? What? Higher?
No, I don't have that kind of number.
But this is what the Yad La'achim, this is what the Yad La'achim are writing. Yad La'achim are saying 20,000.
Yeah, it's about that.
We'll go with Ishmaeli to the village and just have a comeback.
What? After the wedding, they're locking the doors and they don't let them go out from the house. So,
there was, to give an example,
Rabbi Say, we need to continue a little bit more from that wonderful.
So, we're recording.
Also, we're recording. So, and we don't want the IRS to come.
Oh, don't worry.
They don't understand English?
No, they'd already destroyed my computer.
So, Avoisa, we're continuing. So, Achal Demai, so in the Mishnah it's written, Achal Demai, if a person ate that doubt, so Mezamnin Alav, joining him, adding him to the Zimun. But the Gemara's got a question on that. Halo Chazile, but it's not allowed to eat Demai. So if he done something wrong, why are we going to join him to the Zimun? If he done something wrong, that he ate a doubt, something that's not allowed to eat, you're allowed to, you are obligated to check your food. You're not allowed to eat Demai. So, why is the Mishnah said that we are Mezamnim on him, that we're joining him to the Zimun? The answer of the Gemara is Kevan, because the Iba imifkar lehu lenichase. Because that if he gonna want to be mafkir, how it means say mafkir? To give, to get rid of all of his properties, means in his thoughts. It's just
forfeit.
Forfeit?
Forfeit.
To forfeit all of his properties now in the Seuda. Vehave ani, and now he becomes to be poor. Vechazile. So now it's, he can eat, he allows to eat. Poor person allowed to eat demai. A rich person, a wealthy person is not allowed to eat demai. But a poor person, he allowed to eat demai. Because the masrot money is supposed to go to the poor people. So now he forfeits, forfeits all of his properties. He becomes to be poor. He allowed to eat demai. This is why the Mishnah said, we allowed to join him to the Zimun. If someone, if no one took it, he can go and collect his properties back. Yes, he said mafkir. It's, there is stories like that in the Gemara. The person said mafkir kol nechasah. This is it. Someone, no one went to take. Don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu is helping me. What? A Breslover can eat from doubts with no problems. Rabbi Yaakov, you're also not eating enough.
I know. Teasing you.
Eat enough. Eat enough. Okay. Detnan, and we have a Mishnah to count on. And the Mishnah is saying to all of us, Ma'achilin et ha'aniyim demai, that we allow to feed the poor person's demai, doubts, Vetachsanya demai, and also the guests that came to your hotel, to your house, you're allowed to feed them demai, a doubt. Ve'amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna said, Tana, that he saw in a braita, Bet Shammai Omrim, that Bet Shammai are saying, En ma'achilin et ha'aniyim v'tachsanya demai. You're not allowed to feed the poor people and the guests demai. So, because the Mishnah is by the Shita of Bet Hillel, and the Braita is by the Shita of Bet Shammai, we're counting on the Shita of Bet Hillel in the Mishnah, and not on the Shita of Bet Shammai in the Braita. So, this is why the Mishnah, that is going by the Shita of Bet Hillel, said that we allow to join that person that ate demai to our Zimun, because he can forfeit his properties and to be poor, and then he allowed to eat demai, and then he wasn't sinning, he wasn't doing nothing wrong.
So the situation is there are chavirim sitting and eating their own food, and then there is also Amahavet sitting eating his own food that's demai.
Even it can be someone during the Suda that is saying, "Oy vey, what have I done? Instead of taking my lunch box, I took the box of the doubt that I bought from an Amma Aretz, that I haven't given my share out of that, from that sack. And now, already ate it, and they want to bench, they want to do a Zimun. So they allow, because he can forfeit all of his properties and to become to be poor." Yes.
So
If a person is not poor, he's not allowed to eat the mai. And right. If he's not poor and he ate the mai, for sure we're not going to be allowed to turn into the Suda, ideally. But now, what's the reason that the Mishnah said that you can join into the Zimun?
He's poor.
Because there is a way. The Maise now, even if you haven't forfeited his properties, you can join into the Zimun. Because there is a side to say that he can do that. This is what this is the Mishnah, the way that the Mishnah said. The Maise, if a person ate the Mai, now we're allowed to join into the Zimun. Because there is a way that he can. Abandoned.
And then after that, he can reacquire his, all his assets again. He can reacquire.
Yes, he's going, knocking on the door. If it's his wife that is opening, so yes, shalom aleichem, thank you. It's his house again. Going to the car, see that it's over there, abandoned in the parking lot. Oh, I have a key. Great! It's a gift from heaven. Hashem just gave him everything back. Also, he had the marriage to make a zimun. Also, he got all of his properties back. Amazing! And he can do it quietly, he doesn't have to shout, I declare, I'm abandoning all of my properties. I'm going to see his friends abandon the Zimun and running after his car.
You're
going to bench alone.
I picked up your house, I picked up your car.
Dagbaha, bang, dagbaha. Magbiya his house. Lift his house, lift his car. Oh,
we are so lucky.
We have to know also, we are so lucky. Rashi. Chatufa, kidnapped. שקוראים את האלף בחטף ולא בפתח. That the person is saying the אלף with חטף ולא בפתח. He's saying אמן. Instead of saying אמן, the אלף instead of saying he's saying This is it. The shortest אלף that he can say, he's saying אמן. What? The Amen in Kamatz? Well, now I'm going to tell you, in Kamatz, amazing question.
What's the question?
If you want to know, so the word Amen, we're writing it with Kamatz, and not with... First of all, the question, and then a certain illumination, and then the question back to the place. So, first of all, the word Amen is written with a kamatz, not in patach at all. It's going to be sound maybe the same, maybe. It depends from which edah you are, but. The Ashkenazim are saying Omen because it's in Komets. And not if it was in Patach, they would have said Amen. But they're saying Omen because that it's O, it's Komets.
Right.
It's not Kama, it's not Patach.
Right.
But in Rashi it's written, Chatufa, kidnapped Amen, Shekorin et ha'alef bechataf velo bepatach. That they're reading, saying the Aleph. Fast, this is the word chataf, it's fast. Velo bepatach, and not in patach. So, Rashi is saying that you should read the aleph in patach, and not in kametz. Ve'omer amen, and he's saying amen. Ve'u tzarich lomar, amen. Rashi doesn't have nikud, vowels over there. But actually, and he's saying amen, instead of saying amen. But why is Rashi saying that he's reading the Amen in he's not reading the Amen with Patach?
Which one is Patach? Which one is Kamatz?
Patach is a straight line. Kamatz is like a T.
comments is or, the Patach is
For Ashkenazim it's or, but for Sfaradim it's the same. It's and A. It depends. But Lemay says, maybe this is the reason why Rashi is mentioning Patach. But I don't know. Please, Rashi, answer to our questions.
Maybe we change the comments to make sure that you say at least ah. That way, that even the Sfaradim will say ah and the
Ashkenaz.
No, the Sfaradim will say ah anyway. That they should at least say an ah and not a Chataf.
Well, I'm apologizing. I don't know what to tell you on that. Leshon Rashi. Rashi is saying over there, here, Baruch Hashem, that Bor Olam gave to this weak generation the wonderful Schutenstein. And Schutenstein is writing, Leshon Rashi, Rashi said, Chatufa, kidnapped, Shekorin et ha'alef b'chataf ve'lo b'patach, that you're reading the Aleph fast and not in Patach. וכוונתו בזה, and his reason that why he wrote that, שקורין את האלף בשווה ולא בקמץ, that you're reading the אלף in שווה, means the shortest, and not in קמץ, even though that he wrote פתח, he meant קמץ. שרשי קורא לשווה חטף, that Rashi is calling שווה חטף, fast, וקורא לקמץ, פתח, and he's calling קמץ, פתח. This is what it's written in Ma'adane Yom Tov al HaRosh, on the Rosh. And also it's written in Mishnah Brura, Kuf Kaf Dalet, Kaf Tet, Ve'od, and more. And this is how Rashi is calling the vowels a lot of places. Rashi, in a lot of places, instead of saying Kamatz, he's calling it Patach, and instead of saying Shva, he's saying Chataf. So, all great. Thank you, Rashi, for answering our question.
The Shva is Nichtav, and the Patach and the Kamatz is open. What is Patach? Open. You open your throat and mouth more.
Like Kamatz.
Yeah, like a Kamatz. Like
Rashi probably had different names, different tradition on that, on how to call those. Okay, Chatufa, kidnapped, we saw that. Ktufa, picked, amen, Shemechaser Kriat HaNun, that he is
skipping,
swallowing the letter Nun. Sheino Motzi'a Bape, that he's not taking it out from his mouth. Shetehen Nikeret, that it's going to be known, recognized, that people will hear him actually saying, Ameh. He's saying the Nun, but the swallowed one. Okay? Yetoma, an orphaned, amen. Shelo Shama Bracha, that he haven't heard the Bracha. Ela, just he heard, Sheshama Sheonin Amen, that other people are answering Amen, and he's Amen, shouting, throwing his Amen to the air. Ve'ade Amrinan Be'achalil, and this is what they said in the chapter that calls the Chalil, the flute, in Masechet Sukkah in the Holy Gemara, Sheba'Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim, that in the city of Alexandria of Egypt, Hayu Menifim Besudarim, there were waving flags. Kshehegia et la'anot amen, when it was the time to answer amen, because there was a huge, huge public over there, so they were waving. 1 million people we hear now. What? Alma losh ami, so from there, you see that they were not hearing the bracha itself, veka'anu, but they were answering. Haneu meida yade, because there they knew for sure, shem onim achar bracha, that they were answering on a bracha. When someone now is answering amen, he doesn't know on what he's answering. Means, if you don't know, if just you're walking somewhere and you hear people are saying amen, you don't know on what. Maybe someone, you don't know what they answered Amen on. No, so this is what the Rashi is explaining to us, that if you know that for sure that Amen is on a bracha, you're in the middle of 18, and you don't hear the Chazan, and all of the public are answering Amen, you're allowed to join the public to answer Amen with them. But if you just heard Amen, and you want to join, maybe it's people that are saying bad things. And we don't want them to... We don't want to say Amen on their brachot. ועל איזו ברכה הם עונים? And they knew on which ברכה they're answering. אלא שלא היו שומעים את הכל. But just they were not hearing the voice. ולא יזרוק ברכה מפיו, and the person is not allowed to throw a ברכה from his mouth, במהירות, in a fast way, שדומה עליו כמסע, because it looks like a burden on his shoulders. אלא שחוק קבוע לו. Just it's a rule that he's doing it, and it's not right to do it as a rule. You should say the bracha out of faith, out of love to Hashem Yitbarach, every bracha in bracha. וכמסרהב ואכיל, so he was eating fast and trying to finish the seuda Rav Shimi Bar Chiya. He wanted to join Rav and Shmuel in the seuda. ממהר לאכול, he was eating very fast כדי להצטרף לזימון, that they joined the zimun וזימנו עליו, and that they gonna make zimun for him. אכיל נלן, so Rav told him, we already finished eating. גמרה לן סעודתנו, we finished our meal, קודם שבאת, before that you came. ואתה מחייבנו עוד בזימון, and you're not obligating us, הנה זימון. אילו מייטו לירדיליה וגוזליה לאבא, Shmuel answered to Rav and told him, if they would have bring mushrooms to me and chickens,
pigeons,
soft ones, juicy ones, to you, to Abba, to Rav. Shmuel chavivin alav ardilia. Shmuel, he liked to eat mushrooms bekinuach seuda, in the end of the seuda. Vehen kmehin upitriot. It's mushrooms and kmehin. I said kmehin.
Young pigeons.
Truffles. Ulerav, and to Rav, Rav liked, היו חביבין גוזלות, those young chickens. ושמואל היה קורא לרב, אבא, לכבודו, and Shmuel was honoring Rav and calling him father, אבא. מלא אכלילן, wouldn't we eat? For sure, we would have eat. היא לכך, this is why, לא גמרה סעודתה, הוא מצטרף. This is why actually we haven't finished the סעודה, and he can join us. עיקר שבסעודה, this is the next story that we learned, that Rav Acha came to the סעודה, and they wanted to honor him, the students of Rav, and he told them, you think that the most important person, he should say the bracha, even though that he just gathered you, he just joined, the main person that was in the סעודה, he should be the one that's going to say the bracha. אחד מאותן שהיו בתחילת ההסבה, one of those ones that were in the beginning of leaning to the סעודה. הלו חזילה, now we're talking about the דמי, והביא לברכת זימון הבא בעבירה, and now the bracha of the zimun came in a sin, if it wasn't fit for him to eat. וכתיב, and it's written in תהילים, בוצע ברך ניאץ השם. Botzea means someone that took the food while that he was stealing it, means eating something that haven't been given the masrot out of it, or other kinds of stolen food. Berech, if he was blessing, ni'etz Hashem, he was cursing Hashem. All of the Birkat Amazon, it's a curse. So, it's not allowed. Ve'amar mor, and one of the righteous people said in Baba Kama, הרי שגזל שאה של חיטים ותחנה והפאה. If a person stolen שאה, amount of wheat, and grind it, והפאה and baked it, וברך עליה, and said ברכה on it, אין זה מברר, he is not blessing at all, אלא מנעץ, he is cursing. So, how can you say that a person that ate demai is joining us to the zimun? Demai, it's chitin, it's wheat, הלקוחין מעם הארץ, that been took from an עם הארץ, ספק ישרן, ספק לא ישרן. It's a doubt if he gave מעשרות out of those, or if he haven't. Achsanya, it's allowed to give it to the poor people and to the guests. What is the achsanya? Chayil shel melech. It's soldiers of the king, troops. Shemetil al bnei ha'ir lezunam b'shuvam mimilchamto. That he is putting the responsibility on feeding them and giving them, supplying everything that they need to a certain city after that they came back from the war. Suddenly those soldiers are coming to a certain city and it's an order from the king to feed them and to give them everything that they need. Varehem ka'aniyim. And it's like that they are poor. Lefi shehem shelo bimkomam. Because they're not in their place. They have to eat. You have to feed them. Ma'achilim et ha'aniyim demai. Feeding the poor people demai. Derov ame ha'aretz me'asrim hem. Because most of the ame ha'aretz are giving them asrot. V'chumra de rabbanan be'alma hu. And it's chumra of the rabbanan not to eat demai. Because most of ame ha'aretz, even though they are ame ha'aretz, they are me'asrim. So it's a chumra. So this is why that it's allowed to feed poor people the mai, and to join a person that ate the mai 2 hours ago.